things you can count on when you can't count on anything, or for short, we're calling it Tai Kakawi Kakoa. That's the acronym. Tai Kakawi Kakoa, things you can count on when you can't count on anything. I was hoping for more laughs than what I got. So here's a couple things, like what we're trying to do with some social media stuff, things that you count on. Like I have this $5 gift card of things that make me laugh that you're counting on. So here's a few that have come in. Things you can count on when you can't count on anything else, that in an empty public bathroom, it will fill with people as soon as you sit down. You can count on that. That's just the way it's going to be. You can count on this. You're going to be sick on your day off. Like, at least I didn't have to take a day off for my sick day. Yeah, but I was sick on my off day. That's yucky. Here's another one. It will rain right after you wash your car. You know, actually, I think after you water your flowers, too. You know, we've had lots of rain here. Have you ever seen downtown here, the guys, when they water the flowers? The beautiful landscaping downtown. Somebody's got to keep it watered. They get this, like, 2-inch hose off this water tank off the back of this, like, side-by-side, and they're out there, like, pouring water in. It was pouring down rain, and I saw this guy out there, like, just dumping water into the flower things. Like, bro, hey, easy. Whatever. This one comes from, I guess they're not watching, so Amy Brown said this. She's up in Utica. In Ohio, you can count on seeing winter in the summer and summer in the winter. Yeah, and sometimes you can see them all in one day, even. Lindsay Connell, is she here? Lindsay, are you here? Lindsay said this one. While driving to our vacation destination, I can count on, aren't we there yet? And how much longer? A gajillion times. How many can relate to that? You can count on that. Yeah. A pastor friend of mine said this. He's got four little kids. He says, when you're trying to make it out the door to an important meeting that you cannot be late, your toddler has the biggest diaper blowout just as you're ready to walk out the door. Yep, you can count on that too. I have one selected for the winner for the day, but this person's not here. But I got one yesterday or the day before. Vicky said this one, and maybe you can say it better than I can, but if after you've cleaned up all the dog piles in the backyard and you've left one, you can count on that. I'll find it, is what Vicky said. And Vicky, congratulations to you. $5 River Road gift card. Somebody check her shoes. So we're just doing that. Just hashtag it. That's what I count on. If you'd like to participate in those, I've got a pretty good bank of those built up. There's some really good ones out there. Turns out there are things you can count on, you know, and actually that's what this series is about, really, but more seriously, that God has promises for us that we can count on. This week we're looking at this one. God's not finished with me yet. Isn't that a good promise? God's not finished with you yet and with me yet, and I'm thankful for that. Have you ever started a project and things don't work out the way you want them to work out? Have you ever, like, get involved in a home remodel project, specifically what I have in my mind, and it doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out. And you work at it, and you get it, and it turns out either worse, or sometimes maybe actually it turns out better than what you expected it to turn out. But you have nothing but trouble along the way. Things go poorly. Sometimes maybe things go better. But I like to cook. I like to try new recipes. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I try it again with different technique or whatever, and maybe it turns out, maybe it doesn't turn out. Things don't always go perfectly all the time. You know this in life, right? Things don't work out the way that you want them to work out every single time that you go to do the thing. It doesn't go the way you expect it to. In life, people get sick, right? People lose jobs. Loved ones pass away. We talked about that this morning already. Kids misbehave. Maybe you have some difficulty with your parents. Parents don't love you the way, or didn't love you growing up the way you would have expected them to. In work, you don't get the promotion. You do bad on a test. Those things happen. Yes, they happen. Life happens like that. Bad things happen to us all the time, but also good things happen to us too. Sometimes we don't recognize that there's good things that happen to us. All of these things together, bad things, good things, they all happen to us. Together, they work to make something good, maybe even great out of us. All these good things, bad things happening here and there, they work together to make something out of who you are. Our daughter Sarah does a lot of baking. She's 13 years old. I remember when she was really small. 14, she turned 14. That's true. Let me make a note of that here. She's 14 as of May 29. My bad, Sarah. I remember when she was little, we had this like stand or like this, it was a stand, I guess, so the kids could stand up and be at the counter with us, you know. And so if there's things to stir, she could stir it and like, here, pour this in. But I'd measure it for her. Bethany would measure it for her. And she could stir it in, make it the way it's supposed to be. And so I remember teaching her, Bethany, you remember teaching her about things about cooking. And now Sarah actually teaches me about things about cooking. She's gotten quite good. In fact, on your tables today, and I don't know whose is whose, but some of these cookies that you see on your table came from Sarah. And Bethany did a little bit too. Danya Hegman also participated. She got cookies for us. So when you're cooking, you guys are smart people, right? You know this. Some of you are terrible cooks, but you're smart. You know how this works. You put a little bit of this and a little bit of that, the right measures, right? The right amount of this, the right amount of that, it all goes in together to make something good. The right amount has to go in to make those good things. All right. Now, I need Sarah, would you come up and help me, please? But I also need a volunteer. Oh, you don't even know what you're volunteering for. Well, come on up. This is Angie Merrick. And this is Sarah Warner. Sarah, come up. You're going to be here. You should be scared now. I have some ingredients here. Every one of them are all measured. Sarah, you're going to come over here. Sarah, just show them that Sarah did most of this work. Maybe Bethany did. I don't know. Take the lids off and everything. These are ingredients to make the same cookies that you have on your tables. Okay? How many of you like chocolate chip cookies? Do you like chocolate chip cookies? I mean, that's probably like 97% of you like chocolate chip cookies. This is a no-brainer here. But these are all the ingredients that make chocolate chip cookies, at least the kind that Sarah made for us. And Danya's would probably be very similar, I would guess. Angie, do you like chocolate chip cookies?
I really like them.
She really likes them. If she didn't like them, I would say she's probably not American. So you like them. Now, let me ask you, do you have any allergies that pertain to chocolate chip cookies, eggs, gluten, anything like that? Are you good? You're good. Okay. All right. So you can eat chocolate chip cookies and enjoy them with measure of health other than, like, you know, if you eat a million of them, you're going to have trouble. All right. So you like chocolate chip cookies. You don't have any allergies. Could somebody toss her up? Have you tried one yet from the table? Okay, can you try this for us, please? And tell us, do you like this chocolate chip cookie that's about there? What's that? It's okay. It's very similar. That's a Danya cookie right there. So go ahead, give that a try. Danya says her chocolate chip cookies are regionally famous. So in Greater Licking County area. Danya's working today. And so I call her name a lot, but she's working today. Tell us whether or not you like it. This is a good face. This is a good face. Okay, she likes this chocolate chip cookie. So if you like chocolate chip cookies, you probably like chocolate chips too. Yeah? Could you give her some chocolate chips? Angie is a good sport here. Chocolate chip cookies, people, you like chocolate chips in themselves, by themselves? Yeah? I mean, yeah, chocolate chips are pretty good. Pop a couple. All right, go ahead. Try some chocolate chip cookies or chocolate chips just themselves. Pretty okay. Are these the kind that are good? Because some of them are like bitter or whatever. Are these the bitter kind? They're good. Okay, these are semi-sweet. So, all right. Now, some people like chocolate chips so much that they'd be like, "Yes, I'll take the chocolate chip cookie. Hold the cookie." Right? They just want the chocolate chip. portion. So we have things that are great in life that are like chocolate chips. These are great. We generally all like the things that taste good. We like the things that, like, we call them in life mountaintop experiences, right? Like, man, oh man, this is great up here. Peter, James, and John had a mountaintop experience with Jesus on the Transfiguration, if you've ever heard that story. And it was so great that Peter said, let's just build a house up here and stay. Because those are the kinds of experiences we want to just stay and live in that. You go on vacation, you're like, let's just move here. You know, let's not go back. I don't want to go down the mountain where it sucks. Let's just stay on the mountaintop experience. Those are chocolate chips. Those are lovely to eat sometimes. Now, Angie, you have said that you like chocolate chip cookies altogether, right? And you like chocolate chips themselves. But not everything in life is that delicious mountaintop experience. Sometimes we have baking soda. Have you ever tried baking soda to eat by itself? Would you be willing? Okay, so we'll see here. I have no clue. Ike, are you okay to do this? Because, like, normally I pick a teenager and, like, their stomachs can handle whatever. Okay, you good? All right, she's going to try it. Somebody get her a bottle of water. What? Just stick your finger in this one.
Yeah.
Just try it. I have no idea. I've never tried it. I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Baking soda. And?
It's pungent.
It's pungent. Okay. Strong. Is it salty-ish? What would you describe that?
It's pretty salty.
Would you eat that on vacation? Like, you know what? I'm going to go to the mountaintop and I'm going to have baking soda.
Would I eat it on vacation?
Yeah, on purpose.
I mean, I would not eat it on
vacation. Okay. Some things don't go so well in life, right? Sometimes things are baking soda. But do you like brown sugar? Okay, brown sugar's not so bad, is it? You have a little brown sugar, get that taste out of her mouth. A little pinch. She deserves it because it's gross otherwise. Now, Sarah, how's that? How's that?
It's all right.
It's okay. So you have a good thing. Now, what's your opinion on raw eggs? Yeah, I'm not going to make you do that. We won't make you do raw eggs. But can you imagine eating raw eggs? It's gross, right? There's things, Sarah, you can start to mix. Sarah's going to make a batch of cookies for us now. Angie, thank you for your assistance. Do you see, yes, give her a hand if you would, Angie. You need to get the taste out of your mouth, take more chocolate chip. Okay, have a cookie when you're down there. So there's things in life that happen to you that are negative. Baking soda moments in your life that by itself, that's a terrible experience. You don't want to ever go through that again. Am I right? But there's other things in life, chocolate chip moments in life where, like, you know what? I'd love to do that again, or I'd like to stay here. This is the way I'd like to have life happen to me all the time. But guess what? You can't have chocolate chip cookies without having a little bit of both. You're going to have bad moments. You're going to have really good moments. And you put it all together, and it makes something delicious. I'd love for you to go ahead and enjoy some chocolate chip cookies, even right now if you want to, or take them home with you and eat them later. By the way, I need to say this because Sarah said there's a lot of waste with all that plastic. But in the era of COVID, we needed to protect that. But if you want to get rid of it, where's the baskets for those things? Charity's pointing back there. If you want to get rid of, dispose of your baskets, there's a place to do that and save the environment too. So there's pain in your life. There's difficulty in your life. There's rejection. There's loss. There's sorrow. There's disappointment. There's all those things that turn out to be baking soda that happen in your life. How many of you have experienced baking soda moments in your life? Yeah. And all of you have said before there's chocolate chip moments in your life too, but you throw them all together in the mix of life. God takes all of your life, all of your ingredients, he puts them together. He takes a little bit of butter, which by itself some people like, some people don't like. He takes the raw eggs and he puts it in. He takes the baking soda, but he puts the chocolate chips and the sugar and the brown sugar, and he puts it all together. All of those things, standing alone, can be good, can be bad. Some things I can't be made holy without all of it. You can't have the chocolate chip cookie without all of it. Together, they make something tremendous, something good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." That's a really good promise. All things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. It's a promise you can count on. God works for your good if you love him and you're called to his purpose. You can count on that. But here's the nuance behind it. I think that's a good standalone promise. But here's where I think is better for us in our congregation for Engage Newark. Because we're not all sitting in a position where we can say right now, yep, it's good. Because some of us are in baking soda moments. So here's what I want to say to you. The promise that we can count on is that God's not done working on you yet. God is still working to mix all the things together. All your good ingredients, all the bad ingredients. He's still working on you to work in something good in you. Wherever you are in your journey, whatever you've experienced, here's what I want to say to you. God's not finished with your cookie yet. He's still working on it. He's still adding ingredients into your life. He's not done with you yet. You haven't been baked yet. Well, some of you have. I know you. Philippians 1, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. It says, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." That's a promise you can count on today. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Say amen if you can count on that promise. I want to give you three quick ways to know that God is completing his work in you. First one is, look back at the beginning. You know, it doesn't always feel like that in the moment of what we're going through, that this thing that you're going through is something that's working for good, does it? Because sometimes we're going through some pretty nasty stuff. And so it doesn't feel like good. It might feel like a baking soda type time. But if you look back to the beginning, look back to your first days. Paul says he remembers them in prayer, going back to their first days, back to their beginning together. So I look back into my beginning days. I'm not the same guy that I was. I'm different. God's been working in me for now 43 plus years. I look back to my first days of ministry. I started in the year 2000, 21 years ago. I'm not the same person I was. God's been working in me. I look back to the things I said, the things I thought, the things I did 5 years ago. I've changed. I look back at who I was before the pandemic. I think I'm a different guy now than I was. He's working in me. So if you're unsure of where you are right now, and if God is working in you, just look back. Look back at the beginning to where you were and to see where you've come. You should be a different person now than you were a few years ago, a few weeks ago, a few days ago maybe. I'm not sure about you for your journey. We've got friends here who are working through steps out of addiction, and we praise God for you. We're excited for you. We want the best for you. We're excited to be a part of the journey with you. And look at you now. You're in church. Were you in church a couple months ago? Yeah, that's right, Joe. Yeah. You're worshiping God with brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit's working in you, growing you in your journey. Just think about where you were 3 months ago because you weren't here. God is working in you. Just think about all of y'all. Think about where you were. And if you think about right now, like, oh, I just don't feel like I'm making progress, I'm not moving forward, just look back to your first day. See where you've come from. You don't make it to your destination in a single day. It takes time. It takes time. I think I've said this before. When I was a kid, growing up on the farm, my grandparents had these huge gardens. I swear they were a mile long, you know, as a kid. And they'd have us go out and weed them in the hot sun. And we'd just be out there for hours. It felt like hours. Probably 15 minutes, I don't know. We're out there weeding. And we look up to the road like, oh, my gosh, I still got to go from here to all the way to Locust Street. Like, it's a long way. I've not gone anywhere. And then I look back like, actually, I've gone a quarter mile. I've gone a long way. It's about your perspective. You see where you've come from, and you can kind of help you see where you are now. So take a look back where you started. Second thing, God finishes what he starts. God finishes what he starts. It says in verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion till the day of Jesus Christ. I have a small problem that whenever I do a big project, I must always leave 1% of the finished left to be done. Like, I just got 1%. I renovated our kitchen 12 years ago, and I still have 3 pieces of trim just to hang right up around the corner. And I know this because we're ready to renovate the kitchen again. Like, it's time. It's time for paint, and we got cheap countertop before, so it's time to change the countertop and the floor. Like, oh, man, I ought to finish the project from the last time, and then maybe we can do it. So we don't have to worry about that with God. God always finishes what he starts. Paul says he's confident in it, that God who began the good work, he's going to finish that good work. God won't leave out one of the ingredients. Okay, that happens when you bake, doesn't it, Sarah? Something like, oh, I forgot the salt, or I forgot the baking soda, and it didn't rise. Does baking soda make it rise? I don't know what it does, but I forgot the chocolate chips and the chocolate chip cookie. Like, you know, God's not going to leave out an ingredient. And guess what else? He's not going to forget to set the timer when it's in the oven. You know those little, like, frozen cookies that kids sell for the school things? I got those one time, and everybody was away at school, so I was like, I'm going to make 4 of those for myself, and nobody's going to even know. I'll air out the house, you know. The best food is secret food, I'm just saying. So I was doing this, and then I sat down and I fell asleep, and I woke up to burning. And then I was totally busted because, like, now you can't get smoke smell out. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for making cookies. Yep. And there's instructions on here, actually. Bake at 350 for 12 to 15 minutes, whoever takes that home, because I don't think we're taking it home. So God's faithful to complete it. He's confident in it. Paul's confident in it, that he's not going to leave out an ingredient. He's not going to forget to stir the cookie dough. He's not going to forget to preheat the oven. He's not going to forget to take the cookies out of the oven. He's going to work it until it is finished. That means even doing the dishes, all right? God's faithful to complete the good work that he started in you, but that means you need to be patient. You got to wait. It takes time. When the kids were little, they were excited about the cookies. They'd always be asking, are they ready now? It's like, no, we're still stirring. Can't you see? Are they ready now? No, we got to put them in the oven. Are they ready now? No, we got to let them cool off. You know, like, be patient. You have to be patient. Although some people like cookie dough. If you like salmonella, you know. That's what I'm always told when I eat the cookie dough. If God has started a good work in you, be patient, because I'm confident that the God who has started that good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Reggie, a couple weeks ago, preached on the life of Joseph. Is that true? I listened to it. So, tons of good things and tons of bad things happened in the life of Joseph. Some of them were because of his decisions. Some of them were because of decisions other people made, and he was just impacted by it. But here's how Joseph summarizes all of that in Genesis 50:20. He says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Like, all of this that happened, God's intended it for good. And then I love the turn of phrase that Reggie had for us. He turned his testing into blessing. And that's what this can do for you too. All of these terrible things that happen in your life, turn testing into, make a chocolate chip cookie out of it. Make your life into something good. So look back where you started. Be patient while God finishes what he starts. And then this last one, enjoy the end result. I started this message with the promise at the beginning. God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Honestly, I'm living proof of this. Like, I just love Jesus. I love him. I love God. I love him so much. I'll stop at nothing to do the things that he's called me to do. And most of the time, things just work out. They do. They just work out. Live stream didn't work out today. But overall, life works out. It's a reality. It's a promise that I've experienced that God will work good in your life if you love him and you live out the call of his purpose on your life. It tends to work out. But what we can really count on is that he's just not done working in you yet. The end result is that God works in you over and over and over, continually. The real cookie, the final thing that he's doing in you, comes actually in the next verse of Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Now, if you want to get into a theological battleground right here for that verse, let's meet over cookies and milk later, but I don't want to get into that. But I want us to see that we are conformed to the image of his Son. That's the cookie at the end of the day. It's a thrilling truth, the fact that he chose you, he chose me, he began a good work in you, he began a good work in me, and it proves that he'll continue to perform it because he wouldn't bring you this far just to leave you alone. He's going to finish it. He's going to bring out an end result. And so we go through the ups and the downs of life, all the good, the bad, the things that happen, all the baking soda, all the chocolate chips, so that God can work in us something good. And that good is to be like his Son. It's the whole point of the spiritual journey. Be like his Son. Be conformed into the image of his Son. In fact, that destination of your journey to become like Jesus, the destination is actually the journey. Does that make sense? Like, there's never a point where we arrive and say, aha, I've made it, I'm done. The fact that you're on a journey is the goal. Beyond the goal, that's the result, that you get to be on a journey of being conformed like Jesus Christ. God is working something good in you. All of you. God's working something good in you. But by saying that, it presumes that you've had a first day. Do you have that first day? If you look back on your first day of walking with Jesus, do you have a first day where you can say, yep, I'm on a journey with Jesus Christ? It may take a while to finish that journey, but if he started it, he's going to finish that. Sometime when you're discouraged, think about what you've come from, where you've come from. Remember that first day and all that's come between you that day and where you are now. Take comfort in the fact that you're progressing in your journey. It may seem like everybody's against you, the whole world's got you down, it's hating on you, nobody loves you. But God can take whatever they meant for harm against you and turn that into something good. And then finally, keep the end in mind, that the final result is to be in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And the good that is meant for you is the same good that was meant for Jesus Christ. That is to take on his likeness. So God is not done with you yet. He didn't bring you all this way to just leave you where you are. He's got something good that he's working in you. And he's going to complete that job. He's going to keep working on you, making something good, something that looks like Jesus Christ. And that is something you can always count on when you can't count on anything. Let's pray. God, continue to work in us. Make something good out of all the good things and bad things that have happened to us. Continue to work in there to redeem those moments where, like, boy, I wish that hadn't happened to me, or I wish I hadn't made that decision. Turn that into baking soda that will help us rise up and make something good and new out of us. Don't let us just live in the chocolate chip moments where everything's great, but put us all together to make us into something good for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Now, there may be some here that haven't begun that journey yet, or God has begun it in you, but you haven't recognized that God is working in you. You have not yet acknowledged the good work that God is doing you through Jesus Christ. And I'd like to just offer an invitation for you to take care of that right now. You can just in this moment of singing and praying, we're going to sing a great song. It's perfect for this. Good, good Father. You can just reach out and call out to good, good Father. I know you're working in my life. I've not yet called out to you. And I want to just right now acknowledge your work in my life, that your son Jesus Christ has come into the world to work something good news into the whole world, but yet still into my life. And I receive that good news. I receive forgiveness. I receive your grace. And I want to join the heavenly kingdom. That's a prayer you can pray right now, and you can begin your journey here today. This can be your first day. If that's your prayer, I want to just say everybody to stand up. We're going to sing this song together.